Welcome to the deep dive.
Okay, let's talk about something that probably keeps a lot of online creators awake at night. Bounce rates. You know that moment someone lands on your page, the one you poured hours into, and then they just vanish almost instantly. It's a huge challenge. So today, our mission is to dig into Easy Gold's article, Use Content to Improve Bounce Rates, Strategies for Engagement.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get past just what bounce rates are and figure out how to make content that actually makes people want to stick around, you know?
Exactly. And it's more than just tweaking settings. Content is really the core of keeping users there, turning that quick glance into a real interaction.
Right. So what is that secret sauce? What makes content genuinely engaging, sticky enough to make someone stay?
Well, Easy Gold breaks down to a few key things. First, it's got to be relevant. Like, it has to speak directly to what your audience is looking for. Then, clarity. It needs to be super clear, easy to understand. No jargon, no confusion. And visual appeal, that's huge. Design, images, how it looks, It matters a lot for that initial impression. Oh, and interactivity, things like quizzes, polls, anything that kind of pulls the user in. And finally, it just has to offer real value, something useful, something actionable that makes them think, okay, this is worth my time and maybe even come back later.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, high quality stuff, accurate, meeting their needs, matching what they search for that naturally makes people stay longer, right, click around more, and that directly lowers bounce rates.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Relevance, clarity, visuals, interaction, value. But how do you actually know if you're hitting those marks? How do we measure if the magic is working?
Right. Measurement is crucial. You need data. So you want to watch key metrics. Time on page is a big one. How long are people actually spending with your content? Then there's pages per session. Are they just hitting one page and leaving, or are they exploring further? And of course, the bounce rate itself, that percentage leaving after just that single page view. Also, keep an eye on return visitors. Are people finding enough value to come back? Tools like Google Analytics or Hotjar are indispensable for tracking all this.
Got it. Analytics, Hotjar, standard tools.
Yeah, but here's a really important point, something people often miss. A high bounce rate isn't automatically bad. Think about it. If someone lands on your contact page, finds your phone number, and leaves, they bounced, technically, but they got exactly what they needed, right?
Ah, okay. So the mission was accomplished, even with a bounce.
Precisely. Or an FAQ page. Find the answer, leave. Success. So you can't just look at that bounce rate number in a vacuum. You have to consider the context, the user's intent for visiting that specific page.
That's a great point. Don't obsess over the raw number without understanding the why behind it. Okay, so knowing that, what are some concrete actions people can take? Like practical steps to create content that really hooks people?
Okay, practical strategies. First, know your audience. Seriously, deep dive into their interests, their problems, what they really care about. That's fundamental. Then, craft compelling headlines. Make them intriguing, but also clear about what the content delivers. No clickbait that disappoints. Definitely incorporate visuals, images, videos, infographics that break up text, make it easier to digest, and just look better. Use clear calls to action CTAs. Guide the user. Tell them what you want them to do next, whether it's read another article, sign up, whatever, and keep things updated. Freshness matters for relevance and, frankly, for SEO too. Finally, and this is key, test and iterate. Use A-B testing tools like Google Optimize are great for this to see what actually resonates with your audience. Test headlines, visuals, CTAs, everything.
Testing and iterating, always crucial. Does the actual type of content make a difference too? Like, is a video inherently better than a blog post for engagement?
Well, yeah, format definitely plays a role. Long-form articles, like deep dives, can be great for keeping engaged users on the page longer, absorbing detailed info.
Mm-hmm.
But multimedia videos, podcasts, infographics, they often boost retention significantly. They offer a richer experience, cater to different learning styles, and they tend to be shared more easily. Just make sure your multimedia is high quality, loads fast, and is accessible, you know, with things like subtitles or alt text for images.
Good point on accessibility.
And remember, content doesn't exist in isolation. The overall user experience, UX, is critical. Is your site easy to read? Easy to navigate? Does it work well on mobile? Bad UX will make people bounce no matter how good the content is. And SEO search engine optimization. Good SEO practices like keyword research and internal linking help the right people find your content in the first place. If the wrong audience lands there, they'll likely bounce quickly.
Right. It all connects the content, the experience, how people find it. What about personalization? How much power does that have?
Personalization can be really powerful. Yeah. Tailoring content based on someone's past behavior or preferences, think like product recommendations on shopping sites, makes the experience feel much more relevant, almost like it was made just for them. It definitely boosts engagement. The challenges, though, are real. You've got data privacy concerns to navigate carefully, and the technology can get pretty complex to implement well.
Makes sense. And just keeping content up to date. You mentioned it briefly, but why is that refresh cycle so vital?
Oh, it's super important. Regular content refresh keeps information accurate and relevant, which builds trust. Outdated info is a major turnoff. It also signals to search engines that your site is active and maintained, which helps SEO. Plus, fresh content just tends to engage users better. You can figure out what needs refreshing by looking at your analytics spot pages with, say, high bounce rates or dropping engagement, and critically, listen to user feedback.
So when you pull it all together, it's clear this isn't about finding some magic bullet or technical trick to lower a number. It's really about a sustained strategy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Consistently creating and optimizing content that's high quality, genuinely relevant, and, well, engaging for the people you're trying to reach.
That's exactly it. It's about building that connection through content. So here's something for you listening to think about. If you were to pick just one thing about your existing online content to adjust after hearing this deep dive, what aspect would you focus on first to truly captivate your audience and keep them exploring?
That's a great question to mull over. Definitely take that away and think about how these ideas apply to your own work. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dives, and until next time, keep exploring.